Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander, 21, released by Hamas on Monday during a temporary pause on Israeli attacks, has left Gaza, but Israeli airstrikes resumed shortly after, leaving several Palestinians dead and dozens wounded. Alexander, held captive for 19 months since October 2023, was handed over to the International Committee of the Red Cross and reunited with his family in Israel. His release, described as a goodwill gesture by Hamas to U.S. President Donald Trump, came after four-way talks involving Hamas, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt. Despite the brief halt in military attacks, Israel insisted there was no ceasefire in place. Palestinian health officials reported renewed Israeli attacks shortly after Alexander's handover, including an airstrike on a shelter in Khan Yunis that killed three people, and tank fire on a school in northern Gaza that killed a woman and wounded others. Humanitarian agencies have warned of catastrophic hunger, with 500,000 people in Gaza now facing starvation. The Integrated Food Security Phase classification said famine could become widespread by September if conditions persist. Israel's military claims it resumed strikes to target Hamas fighters allegedly preparing attacks, but the heavy toll on civilians has drawn increasing international criticism. Critics say the focus on high-profile hostage releases, particularly those with foreign ties, reveals double standards in Israel's approach. While Alexander's family thanked President Trump and negotiator Steve Witkoff, relatives of other hostages urged leaders not to abandon efforts. "Bring them all home," said families of remaining captives. These developments come as Israeli forces bombed the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis, killing journalist Hassan Esleh, just a day after deadly strikes across Gaza claimed the lives of at least 39 people. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has urged an end to Israel's blockade of Gaza, following warnings from the world's leading hunger monitor that the entire population of the enclave is at risk of famine and humanitarian crisis. Over 52,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since Israel's invasion began, according to local authorities, as entire neighborhoods lie in ruins and humanitarian aid remains blocked.